Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Pretty much every South Dakota town, no matter the size, has or once had a Masonic temple. The Freemasons are the oldest fraternal order in the world. And for today's Images of the Past, we welcome Jeffrey Larson for a look at the history of the gathering places in the state and the men who sought to better themselves and their communities. Jeffrey Larson is an attorney and the Sovereign Grand Inspector of the Scottish Rite Freemasons in South Dakota. You can find more on our website at sdpb.org/images of the past. Jeffrey Larson, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This is a fascinating history, and before we go into some of the locations and what these temples really served as, it's something that a lot of people don't know about because the Freemasons sort of kept their business close to their chest, not in a secretive way, but in a way that they didn't necessarily go boasting about what they were doing in the community. Tell us a little bit about efforts today to tell people about the history of the Freemasons and also the current activities.
Yes, you know, it started where we were never a secret society, but we were a society that had secrets. And we've just determined more recently that while we certainly do have secrets and still try to keep them despite the internet, that it's best for us to get the word out a little bit about the charities we do and that kind of thing.
All right, so let's talk about the Scottish Rite Freemasons. Give us an idea of what this organization actually is.
Okay, once you become a Freemason, you can join other appendant bodies, one of which is the Scottish Rite. And what the Scottish Rite's main charitable mission is the speech and hearing clinics, which we have throughout South Dakota and throughout the United States and the world. So that's our main thing. And we really we're an extension of the original Freemasons, and we are kind of the University of Freemasonry. A lot of extra thought and study goes into the Scottish Rite.
And these are really community leaders in South Dakota and across the country, but for our purposes, there's a reason that almost every town in the state has a place to gather for Freemasons. Tell us a little bit about the history here in the state of South Dakota.
Sure. Yeah, Freemasons started here as soon as South Dakota did, really back in the 1860s when Dakota Territory was started. And you're right, at one time, almost every little town in the state probably had a Masonic Lodge, or what we call a Blue Lodge, where you became a Freemason. Of course, over the years, just like everything else, some of the small towns have lost those, but there's still many around the state and continue to this day.
And these men are, their goal, you mentioned charitable organizations sort of making a community better, but also the improvement of the self. Is that still part of what the Freemasons are interested in, is just becoming better people?
Absolutely. One of the slogans is we make good men better, and that's certainly true. You're asked as a Freemason to give serious thought to philosophical questions that the human race has struggled with throughout time, and so it's just a way for men to stop and think about themselves and the world around them and how to be better citizens.
Yeah, which in this day and age is probably a harder sell than it was back. With so much going on, stop, pause, think about what it means to be a good human being and take actions that might help you be a better human being for the benefit of your community.
Which is why I think it's so important.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some of these buildings and Yankton and this historic building. Tell me about some of the structures. What are they used for, first of all?
Well, the buildings are used for, and mostly in our case, for the gathering of our brotherhood and the teaching of those philosophies. What we do in a Scottish Rite setting is we put on what are known as degrees. In other words, they're kind of like one-act plays, each one giving a new philosophical or moral principle to consider or contemplate. And the Scottish Rite goes from degrees 4 through 32, as the original Blue Lodge Freemasons do the first 3 degrees. And once you complete the Scottish Rite degrees, you are then a 32nd degree Mason. And that's what happens in Yankton and various other sites around the state.
Tell me about the building itself in Yankton, this historic structure that's built in 1901.
Yeah, that's an amazing building in Yankton. It was, started construction in 1901. I think it finished in 1903. What I think unfortunate is how many people probably right in the city of Yankton haven't been inside that building. Mm. And so we are trying to think of more ways to simply invite the public in and have a look at what the the building is like, but it's a tremendous structure. We were so good as a society back in those days at building those kind of things, whether they were churches or Masonic lodges or other amazing structures that were built. And it's really an amazing building, and we're doing our best to keep it going.
Tell me about the theater in there, because you mentioned the sort of these degrees and kind of the analogy of a one-act play. This facility has an amazing theater with some backdrops.
Yeah, the backdrops in the building are amazing. And a lot of Scottish Rite buildings have these kind of things. Yankton's are certainly one of the best, probably, in the country. What they have is a number of backdrops, dozens and dozens of backdrops that are priceless. Came to us from Wichita, Kansas, over 100 years ago. And we use those then in the one-act play settings in that third-floor theater up there. So you can have a forest or an Egyptian scene or almost anything you can think of that helps create the ambiance beyond the degree that's being shown to the candidates.
What is it like to sort of participate, you know, with to be in that space with all that history and still kind of, you know, be interpreting it for a modern setting, for modern people who are thinking about some things that really community leaders have thought about for so many, you know, since 1900? Really, it has to be somewhat humbling, I guess. We'll start there.
Oh, it is. It's one of my favorite things. Going into the building in Yankton is simply an awesome experience. I live in Mitchell, South Dakota, so Yankton is the place where people in the southeast part of South Dakota go, with the exception of Sioux Falls. And when you first go in there and become a Scottish Rite Mason, you're just amazed by that building. And then to participate in it, as I have for a lot of years now, each time it's incredible. And even though the building is old, and even though the principles and the messages are old, I think they are timeless. And so it's fun to communicate those to new people each time. But it's really an honor to be in that building. There's so much history, so much Yankton and South Dakota history in that building.
Yeah. As you look around at the history of South Dakota, really how much has been influenced by some of, you know, the philosophy of the Freemasons? Can you see, you know, when you look back and read something in history, can you say, yeah, I bet that community leader was connected to this life?
Oh, sure. We've had, Senator Abner, Senator McGovern, former Governor George S. Mickelson were all members of the Yankton Valley of the Scottish Rite. So, you know, those people would have taken that as when they're doing their government civic jobs that they were elected to do, would have understood those principles and held them undoubtedly close to their hearts as they conducted themselves.
How did you get involved in this organization? How old are you, and what was sort of drew you to wanting to participate?
Well, as is so often the case with Masons, not always, but it's common, my father was one. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Vermilion, and my dad had joined Lodge in Vermilion, and then he joined the Scottish Rite over in Yankton. So many, many years later, he hinted that was something maybe I could do. And so I did, and I joined the Lodge, and then I joined the Scottish Rite in Yankton. And that was I joined Freemasons in 1997, and I joined the Scottish Rite in 1998.
Hmm. And how did you notice that it was sort of, influencing you in your life right away? Some of the things that in your personal life started shifting because of these connections?
Well, I think it just reinforces with you things that you probably know. You're probably taught by your parents, to simply be a good and decent human being. But, you know, it's pretty easy. All of us fail at those kind of things from time to time. And it was just another way to remind yourself to how to live your life. I am a businessman, and you do those kind of things, and there's a way to conduct business and a way not to conduct business. And, you know what's right and wrong, but it's always good to have various backgrounds in how to continue to be the right kind of person. And whether it's religious or something else, those all help. And the Scottish Rite and the Freemasons helps with that.
Mm-hmm. Not a religious organization. All religions welcome?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not a religious organization. Okay. We certainly encourage our members to be such. As a matter of fact, you do have to believe in a higher power in order to be a Mason. But any of the five major religions are all accepted in Freemasonry.
Can you give us an example of a degree and what that sort of looks like? What can you tell us that sort of helps put that into a greater clarity for people?
It is oftentimes a fairly straightforward philosophical lesson, shall we say, where you're being taught maybe in one degree that that while the workmen, and we often do a lot of our stuff as an analogy to, or as a description of ancient Middle Eastern times in the building of King Solomon's Temple. And so one of the lessons might be that while the workmen are working on King Solomon's Temple, that they shouldn't use undue influence against their fellow workers in order to gain some kind of advantage, and or they shouldn't seek to have the judges of Israel to try to influence them and not allow them to be the independent judiciary that they should be. Those kind of straightforward, both civic and philosophical things are what would be portrayed to a person in any given degree, something like that.
Mm. As you spend time in different you know, structures, places where people have gathered and met, what amazes you about some of the artifacts and the history that's left behind that has meaning for you, not only as a Freemason, but as a South Dakotan?
Well, in both cases, like I say, the history of our state and our nation are in some of these buildings. Scottish Rite has its headquarters in Washington, D.C., and what's known as the House of the Temple, which is an absolutely incredibly stunning building in Washington, D.C., just north of the White House on 16th. When you go in there, you realize that several of our presidents and many of the founding fathers were Freemasons. They have artifacts from those times. And here in South Dakota, whether it's in Yankton or in our valleys, Deadwood or Aberdeen or Sioux Falls, that we also have, you know, the history of this state and thus this country, many of those people have passed through these buildings. I know in Yankton, there was a DeLoss Gurney who was involved in the building of that building. I don't know if he was related to Chan Gurney or not, but, you know, that's a pretty big name in Yankton.
Right.
In Deadwood, Seth Bullock, you know, and some of those characters from back in those days in the Black Hills was a member of the Deadwood Scottish Rite.
Well, you can learn more on our website, sdpb.org/images-of-the-past, about some of these really amazing physical structures in Yankton and in Deadwood. Jeffrey Larson is an attorney, and he's the Sovereign Grand Inspector of the Scottish Rite Freemasons in South Dakota. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.